This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1638, Time Crunches and Business Lunches.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. When you have a business lunch with a colleague or a friend, how can you let them know what your time constraints are so that you finish the lunch on time? Find out how to navigate this tricky connection skill in business English today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's everything going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hey, guys, we're on YouTube today, so go over and check it out. Check us out over there. Have you been busy these days?
I think everyone's busy these days, getting back to life, all sorts of things. I mean, Lindsay, have you started, like, do you ever go on any lunch meetings or networking lunches or anything like that?
I do, but it's a very, you know, it's good to go to lunch, networking, meetings, events, but your time is so valuable in the middle of the day, especially as, you know, for me, like, I know my energy levels. I have energy in the morning, and then I have a window where things start to drop in the afternoon, and I have to maximize my energy time. So I can't waste my time, but I do want to go on lunch meetings for sure. So what do I do, Michelle, right?
I mean, I went out to lunch with a friend recently, and like, she was on a very, I was on a limited time schedule, but so was she. Yeah. And so we kind of, so sometimes it's a lunch meeting with a work person, maybe a colleague or someone you're networking with. But sometimes it could be like a lunch with a friend who maybe works in a building near you.
So
you try and grab lunch in the middle of the day, but like not everyone's schedule is the same. And you got to really kind of be respectful of time for lunch. So like even, I mean, this could go for dinner too. You have to respect time, but like we're talking about this very specific situation where it's in the middle of the workday.
I know. And this is perfect for our listeners who are business professionals. They are global professionals. You guys, business lunches. How do you navigate the end of the business lunch and finishing it up to make sure you respect that person's time? If you're doing business in American culture, I can tell you this is the of utmost importance. Okay. It's different in different cultures, right, Michelle? We know that some cultures have longer business lunches. There's more leisure. But if you're doing like a New York City business lunch, you better not waste that person's time.
Exactly. It's sad, but unfortunately, we don't have forever for lunch in the US. So we're going to be talking about this in just a minute. But guys, we have a really, really exciting thing going on right now at All Ears English. So want you to sign up to be an ambassador of All Ears English, right, Lindsay?
Exactly, because we know you guys are already doing this. You are already sharing All Ears English with your friends, but why not join the contest so we can track how many times you do that and have the chance to win what, Michelle? What is the prize?
Well, if you are the winner, you get to choose your favorite podcaster or just the one you want to speak to the most. So you can speak to, I am available, Lindsay, or Jessica, or Aubrey. So you can choose one of us and we can have a 15-minute video chat, like a meet and greet. So that would be super fun.
That's amazing. But you have to be the winner at the end of September. September 30th is the day we look at the numbers, the leaderboard, okay?
Ooh, so guys. It's a contest.
So your first step is to go sign up at allearsenglish.com/share contest. Michelle, can you spell that link?
Yes. Okay. I would love to. Here we go. SHARECONTEST.
Exactly.
Share contest.
Exactly. So it's allearsenglish.com/share contest. Sign up with your name, your email. You'll get a special link and then you will be able to track how many times you send it. And we will see who the winner is on September 30th. Cool.
Awesome.
Okay, Michelle, let's get back to business lunches. I'm excited. This is great to talk about, you know, the issues that arise socially in the business world for our listeners. I know this is going to hit home with a lot of them.
For sure. So again, if you need to put a time limit on one of these kinds of meals, now we're really talking about lunch today, but I suppose it could be dinner as well, or maybe even a coffee break. But any time when you need to get back to something. So it can be awkward if you need to get away to get back to work or maybe to pick up your kids or to just go, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It can be hard to tear yourself away if you're having a good time or if that person keeps talking, and you don't want to like break the connection. Let's talk about the strategy that you can use here. Lindsay, what's something that you can do?
Okay, so one thing you can do is just be clear before the meal. So if you are concerned about your own time, right? You could say something like this. You could say, just to let you know, I have, 25 minutes today, so I'll have to head back at 1:30.
Right.
Okay, so just be very clear about how at the beginning that kind of and that takes a little bit of confidence in the beginning, right? To say that it's a little gutsy, it's a little like forward, but it's smart because then you don't end up in these awkward situations where you start to get angry because the person doesn't know, but they're wasting your time, but they don't know it. Right.
You've put it out there. Yeah, it can feel a little direct. Actually, it was good because I was busy too, but when I did go out with my friend for a lunch, like in the middle of the workday, she said like, oh, just to let you know, like I have a work meeting at such and such time. So I only have a little bit of, and she said that and I wasn't offended. Like I was kind of like, okay, good. You know, that's a kind of a, it kind of like took a little bit of the pressure off of me too, because I was busy as well.
But
it's good to be clear. I mean, another thing you could say is I have something right after this, right? So you could say, I have a meeting after this. I have a business phone call after this.
Yeah.
So as long as we get the check by 12:30, I'm good, right? So like putting some sort of time limit on it, like parameter goalpost of like, let's try and walk back by this time, or let's try and get the check by this time, or that could be helpful. And I know it feels uncomfortable. It seems like, is that rude? But if you say it in a nice way, it's not rude. I don't think.
Yeah, I think so. That's the ideal thing to do, right? That's the best thing you could do is be upfront. It's a little annoying in the beginning, but it's the smartest way. And if you don't do that, then we're going to end up at the end of the meal, right, Michelle? So now what do we do at the end of the meal?
Right. So towards the end of the meal, and you can do this even if you've done the other one.
Yeah.
Because you want to remind people, but if you just do this, this is fine too. Towards the end of the meal, you can casually check the time. Like, don't be too obvious or like, oh my God, tick, 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 right? Or do it too much, or don't make it seem like you're in a rush, like you're looking, don't be like rude.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I think where it gets rude. But you can say something like, oh, I should start heading back in a bit, when you have to go and maybe give yourself enough time. Because a bit, like if you say it only like with 1 minute to go, that's not enough time, Right? Yeah. I think you have to give it like a good 10 minutes like to say I should start heading back in a bit. What do you think, Lindsay?
Yeah, maybe pair this with asking for the check or something. Like, a benchmark in the event of the launch. Right? Say, I should start heading back a bit. Let me grab the check. Let me ask for the check.
That's good.
Right? Because in a bit, you know, once New York restaurants start to get busy again, you're going to see, right? Waitresses are so busy. They're running around. It's going to take them time to get you the check, get time. Back. Then you give a credit card, you get the thing back. The whole thing is just kind of drawn out, which I think is crazy. It should just be like a quick touch screen, right? And then you're gone. But it is the way it is. So you need to build in at least 10 minutes to get the check, leave the tip, and then get out, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what's another thing you could say in this situation, Lindsay?
Okay, you could say, wow, this is so great. I can't believe it's already, you know, 1:30, right? It's the time I have to leave. And so you're acknowledging you've had a great time. The time's gone by fast. Time flies when you're having fun, they say. So
It's a nice thing. You're saying something positive, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, but you're saying, you know, you're acknowledging the time, like,
yeah,
in a nice way.
Just make sure you actually believe that, because that could seem like you're really acting if you, you know.
Right. If it, yeah, true. Don't be honest fake. About it. Like,
yeah.
Don't be you fake. Don't have to say that if it wasn't great.
That's right.
And now here's what to do if the person isn't getting the hint, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes the person keeps talking. You've done all your things and you kind of got to ramp it up a little bit, right? You got to be a little bit more direct. Lindsay, what could you say?
As you heard today on the podcast, our contest is officially kicked off, but it's still early and you still have a chance to get to the top of the board. Help share All Ears English with the people you know. Go to allearsenglish.com/share contest and the person who shares the most gets a free 15-minute online chat with an All Ears English team member of your choice. Lindsay, Michelle, Jessica, or Aubrey, you choose. Go to allearsenglish.com/share contest. To sign up.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So if they aren't getting that hint, like we said, I'm so sorry. I got to get going. I wish we had more time. I got to get going. That's a fun word, a fun phrase to say. I got to get going.
Yeah. Exactly. Or you could say, oh, man, it's already two. Time to get back to,
to the office
work, or time to get back to the office. Right. Whatever it is.
Exactly. And at this point, if you haven't gotten the check yet, you got to get it, right? Start gathering your things, you know, just do the body language that will signal if the person's still not getting the hit through the words that you just have to go.
Yeah. Hopefully most people will get it. But in case you do, you know, you don't want to be rude with your body language. But sometimes towards the end, if you have to go, like, you have to prioritize that. If you've been like using the other strategies and you've been nice and this person still doesn't get it, I think it's okay to like kind of, you know, be a little direct and kind of just start to get going. I mean, don't walk away from the table and be like, see ya, right? But I think it's okay to like gather your things and like there is a body language aspect to this.
Yeah. And I think, Michelle, we could do a follow up on, you know, the opposite side of the coin, which is asking at the beginning of the lunch how much time people have, right? Doing that proactively and say, hey, like, I'm going to assume it's my responsibility to guard your time. That I think is a very, very like a underrated skill, right? That I ask at the beginning and I understand how much time you have and I monitor that and I say, oh, do you have to get going? Or, hey, I know, you know, let's wrap things up. I know you're on a tight schedule today, right? That could be a follow-up episode.
Thing, I think, and we could talk with that though about like also like, I don't, for lack of the first thing that pops into my head is the word power dynamics. Like you want to ask, but also like, you maybe like in a certain status, you know, you wouldn't ask, and a certain one you would. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that for another episode. Let's note that down and remember, because I think there's a lot we could explore there, Michelle, for sure.
For sure. Guys, again, we always have to be, you know, try and be courteous, polite, especially, you know, these business things. Maybe end with an apology if you have to go, or say you had fun or you'd like to do it again, if those things are true. And guys, you don't need to use all of these. Sometimes you don't know things will run long, so you won't think to use number one. You won't think to say it ahead of time. You think everything's gonna just be quick, and then you realize it won't. But like, maybe if it's a friend or someone you know has a hard time with respecting time, like they talk a lot, maybe it's good to give a heads up. So should we do some role plays?
Yeah, let's do a couple of these. Here we go, Michelle. So here in this role play, we are colleagues and we're just getting ready for a lunch. Okay. All right, here we go. I'm excited to try that new restaurant.
Me too. Just to let you know, I have about 45 minutes, so I'll have to head back at like 12:45.
That sounds good. Okay, good. Okay. So that's probably the tightest time you could expect to have for a lunch, right, Michelle?
Yeah, that's like really not a lot of time.
Not a lot of time by the time you get served and everything. Okay, here's the next one, Michelle. Ready?
Here's another one. All right. Ready to go?
Yeah. Oh, and I have a meeting right after this, so as long as we get the check by about 12:50, I'm good.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's a nice casual way. You know, you don't need to say anything formal there. You hear what they say. Gotcha. I understand. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay, and here we are, friends at lunch. So here we're friends during the lunchtime, which is, I feel like with colleagues, it's less awkward because it's like you're all at the same work. So like, it's like, oh yeah, I have a meeting with so-and-so, and you know, then they like really understand. But maybe when it's like with someone you don't work with, like maybe networking or just like a random other meeting with a friend, you know, it's a little different. So here we are, we're combining like the second and third, I think, strategy we were talking about. So here we go.
So anyway, I guess I'll start sharing the story with you about Bill.
Yes, I'm excited to hear it. I should start heading back in a bit, though. I'm sorry I have to cut this short.
Or shut this down. No, don't say that.
Yeah,
don't say that. So that's that. I agree, Michelle. It's a lot stickier and trickier when it's a friend lunch, a social lunch, than it is when it's a business lunch. So
I know it can be tough and uncomfortable. Do one. We still have a couple. We have two more role plays. Okay. Let's see. Let's try the next one. So that's how I feel about the situation. But there's a lot more that I have to say, really.
Oh, I know. Oh, wow. This is so great. I can't believe it's one already.
Oh, wow. Yeah, time flies. But yeah, I'm just so excited about the trip. But I don't know how my friends will all get along. I don't know. Oh, it's a little bit stressful.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, Lindsay, do you travel with friends?
Sometimes. Oh, man, it's already 2. It's time to get back to the office. I'm so sorry. Let's do it another time.
Okay. So I realized that you said it was 1, and then 2 seconds later you said it was 2.
Well, you must have been talking a lot in between us.
Yeah, a long time. But yeah, so here it's like I'm not getting the hint. So you can start to be a little bit more direct.
Yeah, at some point, you just have to be, I don't know. Ideally, everyone would have the social intelligence to read the cues and read the signs, understand the context, but not everyone does. So sometimes we just have to be direct, right?
Exactly. Should we do one more different situation?
Let's see. How are we doing on time, Michelle? I think we should skip this one because we've already got a lot of depth in this episode today
for
our listeners. Yeah, let's just go back and look at a couple of the phrases, right, that we mentioned.
Okay. So like in the first one, we said, just to let you know, I have about 45 minutes, so I'll have to head back at 12:45.
Yeah. And then the second one, I said, oh, and I have a meeting right after this. So as long as we get the check by 12:50, I'm good. And I'm not sure if we've done an episode, Michelle, on as long as, but if not, we could do that. We could do it. It would be a great one. That'd be a great episode in the future.
As long as.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then in another one, I said, I'm excited to hear it. I should start heading back in a bit, though. I'm sorry I have to cut this short. So that's like another little way to apologize.
Exactly. And then I said, oh, wow, this is so great. I can't believe it's already 1. Right. So I'm saying that I'm enjoying, right, as we said. And then I'm saying, oh, wow, I'm surprised that the time went fast.
Right. And then you said, I kept talking. And then you said, oh, man, it's already 2, which that went by fast. time to get back to the office. So that's like a very direct way to do it.
So these phrases are helpful. A good way to say that, hey, you're surprised too, right? You're also a victim of the time. Like, you're surprised.
Right,
the time is
right.
Gone by. We're all in this together. The time just moves so fast when we're enjoying each other's company, but we have other things to do.
That's right. That's right. So guys, I mean, for the takeaway of today is be aware of the time if you're at a meal. I mean, especially at a business lunch, or even if it's not a business lunch, but it's in the middle of the day. And if you have to cut it short, we gave you some strategies where you can be respectful and, you know, still keep that connection going. So definitely try this out in that sticky situation.
Yeah, guys, this is so important, so key. And I would also be really interested to hear from our listeners. Is this a hot topic in your culture? Or is your culture a little more relaxed? How do you deal with ending meetings, possibly being late to the next one? We know that American culture is very time-oriented, very kind of monochromatic in that sense, right? We're all about this happens and then this and then this. Things don't flow on top of each other. Right? We can't show up 15 minutes late just because the lunch went late. It's not acceptable in our business culture in the US. But what about your culture? I'm really interested to
know. Let us know.
Let us know. So interesting. Michelle, what should our listeners do to join the contest?
Go to allearsenglish.com/sharecontest to be a part of our ambassador program.
Woohoo! So exciting. So exciting. All right, Michelle, I'll talk to you soon. Good topic today.
All right. Thanks. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.